If you need expert financial advice you can both understand and trust on your savings and investments, retirement planning, equity release or life and health insurance, talk to the experts at Facts and Figures Chartered Financial Planners. Phone 01233 722 922 or check them out at www.fffp.co.uk. Facts and Figures, independent financial advice everyone can follow. www.fffp.co.uk.
I'm off my jack, keep your hands off my stack.
Need inspiration? Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
There are millions of small businesses in the UK, but in 2013, only 13,000 of them claimed back the cash that they were entitled to from the government. £46,000 on average, they say. If you've spent time and resources carrying out new product development or working on innovative solutions, you could reduce your tax bill or secure a cash injection of up to 25% of what you've spent. Stuart did.
My company, Travel Welfare, have been developing new cost-effective software for issuing vouchers to delayed flight passengers. Rift Research and Development helped me claim tens of thousands of pounds back against the staff time and material costs I invested. It was such a simple process and they completed everything for me, so I had nothing to worry about. I would strongly recommend Rift and I'll be using them again.
To find out if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk today. That's innovationreward.co.uk.
Channel Radio. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, July the 7th. It's now an absolute pleasure to be joined once again in the Business Bunker by Mr. Ken Herron. Good afternoon, Ken, or good morning for you.
It is still morning here. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Cool. Yeah, did you have an enjoyable 4th of July weekend?
Well, it's fair to say I don't think either of us had as good a weekend as a certain someone who's going to New York to promote Frontier.
That is very
but
true.
We did have a good weekend here. Thank you.
Cool. And what did you do, Ken, to celebrate?
I simply got outside and enjoyed the sun. You know, pried myself away from the 16 different screens and actually saw sunshine.
Fabulous.
Delightful.
Plucked an orange, no doubt.
There was an abundance of citrus, yes. I think of you and Nurse Liz every time I attack the tree.
For those of our listeners that don't know, and there can't be many of them now, Ken is a host, co-host of a radio show in the United States called The LinkedIn Lady, along with Carol McManus, and he's also an expert in marketing. And Ken, you're going to be talking to us today about how to leverage your 15 minutes of fame.
Yes, and I really don't want this to sound like a rant, but as the co-host of a radio show, we have the choice of who we invite on as guests, and we all make mistakes, as you remember, for those of you who have not yet heard the podcast of when Jules and Paul joined us. We all make mistakes, but yeah, we have a choice as to who we invite on.
Yeah, sorry about that, Ken.
Take the example of you can invite anyone you want to over for dinner. Who will you invite back? Will you invite back the guest who doesn't clean up, who doesn't help, who doesn't bring a gift? Or would you rather invite the guest who is gracious, who maybe helps to set up, stays to clean up, brings a nice hostess gift? It's a question of, are you giving anything back to the people that are helping you to promote yourself, your brand, and your company? And Paul, I hate to admit this, but we have on a lot of people, many of them with huge millions in terms of their online audience. For some reason, it never occurs to them to promote or share the fact that they're going to be on our show.
Absolutely, yeah, and we have very similar things that happen to us on this show as well, Ken. That's very true, and it's weird, isn't it, why people do that or don't think about it.
It doesn't make logical sense. It really doesn't. So I pulled together a list, and I called them, Ken has a list of things you must do, you should do, and please consider doing.
That sounds good. So so let's start, Ken, with your list.
So the must things are post three times, and this may sound excessive, but there's a logic there. The day you are invited to let people know about the opportunity, the day before you do it to remind people, because people are busy, they forget, even if they want to listen to you, and the morning of or before you go on. Right. And when I say post, I mean post on all of your different social networks. And this is basic. Include the date, the time, and where people can go to either see you or hear you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Simple things.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually guilty sometimes of not always putting a date on some of my tweets of when it's going to happen. But yeah, no, absolutely.
There's often a lot to fit in. That's the trouble.
Yeah, well, the last time Ken was on, I think it was the last time Ken was on, he gave us some fabulous tips about a product called Canva. And since Ken told me about that, so that I can make up posters that have all that information in without using up my 140 characters, that's been a real benefit. Yeah. So that was a great tip that Ken gave us the last time he was on.
We're on Periscope, by the way, Ken, at the moment, while you're on.
Fantastic. I hope you have my good side.
Well, I wish we had. I hope we get one back.
Well, yeah, I'm sure I will. You teed up the second item, which are the things you should do, and this is Paul's, he's the role model for us. Create a visual. Doesn't have to be fancy, but there's so many great tools out there. Create a visual that summarizes the content you will be sharing. And then schedule posts, and of course, I like Outbox Pro, which is my own product, to share it out at the same time you'll be sharing it in person. That if you're speaking in front of a group of people, you don't want to fiddle with having to tweet and to do all of that at the time you're trying to speak and pay attention to your audience.
Sure.
Use a tool like Outbox Pro. You can do it all up in advance before you leave, before you get ready. And as you step on stage, as you step in front of the microphone, let the tool do the work of getting out your content and reminding people at that very last moment, hey, I'm on, come listen, come watch, come see, and give them the content. It's fair to say that not everyone will be able to listen to you live. That's okay. They can still benefit from the content. They can still go back. You know, we have podcasts, we have recordings. They can still go back after the fact if they happen to miss you live.
Sure. Absolutely.
And then I have the please consider, and some people may roll their eyes, but think about it. If you are taking the time to speak to people, you're there to promote your business. Most of us have something we're trying to sell. So please consider, send a broadcast email. You remember email. We still do that. Send a broadcast email to your personal and professional networks, and invite them. Invite them to watch, to listen, and to post.
Absolutely.
Share the visual you've created. And this is, you know, your friends at We Do Social Media, I think, will approve of this. Pre-write three tweets for people.
Yep.
And what I have found is that if I ask people to tweet, they mean well, but most of them are not comfortable writing a tweet. If I will pre-write tweets for them, they won't just pick one, they will actually send out all three.
Right. That's really good advice, and I'd never thought of that. It had never dawned on me to write the tweets for them. That is really interesting. Yeah.
The impact on that is huge, and that also works. Let's say you're not on a glamorous radio show like this, or you're not on the morning news talk show. Let's say it's something as simple as a blog post. If you pre-write your tweets and use a tool called Click to Tweet, that's clicktotweet.com, free tool, by the way, we all like free, you can take that pre-written tweet, put a link that says, share this article, click here, and you just made it so easy for people to share your content. You include the right hashtags, you include the right links, the right words, the right mentions. Make it easy for the people who want to support you and your business to do so on social media, even if they are not social media experts or smart enough to use good people like We Do Social Media.
Sure, absolutely. No, that's really, really good and useful advice, Ken. And we're getting a lot of tweets from people at the moment saying how useful they're finding this. As always, your advice is always good. Can you just give us a quick overview of Outbox Pro?
Of course. Outbox Pro is a tool for social publishing. Whether you use an agency like we do social media or you're doing it all on your own, it makes it faster and easier for you to create content. Let's say, may I give an example?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Let's say I am a world famous author. I think Jules happens to know one.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I also
Frontier
happen
Fans.
To know one myself by the name of Miriam, who yep. happens to be Carol's guest on today's LinkedIn Lady Show. I thought I'd mention that. Well, let's say Miriam is doing a book signing.
Yep.
She could take a couple of people in the audience, give them permissions for Outbox Pro. They could live tweet Miriam, because if Miriam's speaking and talking to people, she can't really tweet at the same time as easily as maybe Jules and you can on the radio show when the other one is talking. She can then, after the fact, take the best tweets or Facebook posts or LinkedIn posts and then go through and then approve them to go out over the next few days. So instead of having 30 tweets all at once and nothing for the next week, Outbox Pro allows her to take the best content from everybody, kind of crowdsourcing the tweets, and then send them out under her approval and her scheduling.
Fantastic idea.
That's really brilliant. How can our listeners find out more about Outbox Pro, Ken?
Very simple. Go to the website. It is outbox.pro, P-R-O, and it'll have the full information. And even better, your first 100 posts are free.
Fantastic. Great stuff.
Well, I'll have to tell my new husband, Frontier Funds, Gavin Serkin, because he's having an interview with the Wall Street Journal. You may have heard of them, Little Mag.
I've heard of him, yes.
Hey, Ken.
It's nice that he's willing to speak with the smaller publications.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing them a favour. They haven't, Jill and Jules haven't dragged you up to New York as well, by any chance, have they, Ken?
Not yet. Okay. I have no idea there's going to be a bunch of people meeting them at the plane, however.
Right.
It will not surprise me at all, and I will be looking forward to the live tweets.
It's going to be mayhem. Somebody needs to warn Manhattan that they need to close it down for the weekend.
Yes. I know we're going to be seeing the hashtag trending. Jules does New York.
Absolutely. Hey, Ken, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show once again. Thank you so much for your expert advice and guidance and tips. It's always a pleasure to hear from you, and you always give us such useful stuff that we all go and follow up on. But thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Enjoy. Are you doing the show tonight with Miriam, or are you on tomorrow night?
I may call in, but actually I join Carol on Wednesdays. Mm. So Tuesday, Carol usually has a guest so she can spend the full hour. But I don't think I'm going to be able to restrain myself from live tweeting.
Right, okay.
I want to share Miriam with the world, so I will probably listen to the show. And as, you know, so many people do at Business Bunker, you can participate in the show, even if you can't be in the same room,
sure.
through Twitter and enjoy the conversation that
Absolutely.
Is going on outside the show.
Nice one. Ken, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show again. We really do appreciate it. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to get all of our listeners to have a look at Outbox Pro, because that sounds like a fabulous resource to use. But for the moment, Ken Herron, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
Okay. Have a good day, and we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye, Ken.
All right. Cheers.
Bye, Ken. Right. Cheers.
He's much better behaved than we were on LinkedIn Lady.
I think they're still trying to recover from that, aren't they, really?
I feel a bit embarrassed now.
We shocked America.
Yeah, he's lovely. And we do
they
love
They just
him.
Didn't know about your drinking habits until I told them. And they were just amazed that a woman of your stature could manage 12 bottles of Carver in a day.
You just wish you could keep up, Andrews. That's all it is.
I'm teetotal, mate.
You know. Well, I know, but you
I've had a tweet from Cascade Insurance.
Have you?
Yeah. They said, Vanilla Web, we'd love a shout-out, please, for Cascade Insurance. That's Cascade_INS on the Twitter. Had some really great insurance inquiries since we appeared on the Business Bunker a couple of weeks ago. So that thank is. You for that. I did see you at the Ashford event this morning. I didn't say hello, but I did see you on the horizon walking past. So big thank you, Cascade Insurance, and I'm really glad that you've found your experience on a bunker useful.
And we are live on Periscope on the Business Bunker show, so you can follow. If you search Jules Serkin live, you'll see I'm filming Business Bunker live, and you can join in, and you can also chat.
Listener, I really hate it when she finds a new toy to play with. She's been shoving a phone in my face all morning, going, oh, I've got Periscope.
Did you see my lovely dinners that my new husband was cooking in Spain? That went out on Periscope. I had him in the red shorts matching the red peppers he was cooking, which caused a bit of a frenzy, actually.
And presumably you tied that all together with playing a bit of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Themed dinner.
Yeah.
We've had a tweet from RAP Interiors, RAP Office.
Lovely Julie.
Actually, it's not.
Oh.
They have...
Where is Julie?
Julie is at the Kent B2B, because I saw her this morning.
Uh-huh.
But Emma is their social media guru that works for them, and that will be Emma that's tweeting that, I would have thought.
Okay, hello, Emma. We've now got 14 watchers on Periscope, Paul Anders, all admiring your lovely...
My pink shirt.
Petrels.
Petrol?
Pectorals.
Oh, pectorals.
Yes, yeah, your pecs.
Have I got pecs then?
Yeah. So has Ken Heron swanned off now?
Yes, Ken has gone.
Bit of a flamingo.
We have 128 tweets that I've got to get through.
Oh, what's
so
nice
you can keep
you?
Shoving that in my face, or I can get on with the tweets while you read an email so that I can sort out the tweets.
Okay, we've had a lovely email from FSB News. That's the Federation of Small Businesses. Champion for Women in Business. And I was invited to this lunch, and I very much wanted to go, but did I say I'm in New York?
Are you?
Yeah. I can't go. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
No, my new husband.
You must tell us about that sometime,
well,
Jules.
My new husband up front, he's on lots of radio shows and TV and also Wall Street Journal, did I mention?
No.
Deborah Turner is pleased to invite Kent Women, so you have got time.
Hold on. Neville Gaunt has just tweeted.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Paul. Seen you on Periscope. It's true, you have a face for radio. Thank you for that.
Ah, lovely, Neville.
Thank you, Neville.
Inspiration Hour, a networking lunch with the FSB at the Charming Lowry Dining Room in Tunbridge School. You can book now and you can hear from the inspirational guest speakers, Claire Burrows, and also Claim a Day, an AnswerCom she is the CEO of, Julie Lilly, who's the Chief Operations Officers, COO, FSB, and Dame Kelly Holmes, who's MBE, DBE, who will share their own unique business stories. And there'll be questions as well that you can ask the speakers. The cost is £20 for FSB members and £25 for non-members. You need to email office.kent@ffreddy.sforsugarbforbertie.org.uk. Book now. I really would have loved seriously to have gone to that, but as I said, I am in New York having a margarita with Nurse Liz somewhere. Gorgeous. Possibly lunching Eggs Benedict or something with Jack Nicholson. I don't know. Business Community Breakfast, Thursday the 9th of July, so that's this week. If the weather is good next Thursday, it will be 7:30 in the morning. Sounds like a good time to be around. I think they mean the hotness. Mm. And the best place to be is the Honourable Pilot with good company and a good breakfast. I'm filming while I'm reading this, honestly.
You are, aren't you?
Talk about double... whatever. How do you feel about the use of testimonial? Oh, I thought it said testicles. I was a bit worried. How do you feel about the use of testimonials? It was worrying me. In advertising, do you use them? Do you believe in them? And this is Colin Brown asking these questions. Just one topic we might chew over. Thank God it wasn't testicles.
With the bacon. You stop already?
Well, that is a dish, isn't it? Sweetbreads.
This isn't a cookery show.
Well, I'm talking about, I'm not being rude.
No, we know what you're talking. It's a load of old...
Yes, yes, nuts to you too.
Our hazelnuts.
Please join us if you can, and even better, bring a colleague or a friend as well, if you have any. £8.75 for as much as you can eat, less for a continental breakfast. And this is from the fabulous Colin Brown, colin@businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. Do you know Colin Brown?
Yeah. I'm going to try and read a few tweets quickly because we got some interviews to play.
Helen
Hicks have been tweeting. Retainer Group have been tweeting. Mark Smith is beside himself with joy that he made me say a rude word on radio,
and
he's really happy. No, he didn't trick me. He has given an explanation, and I've just seen a tweet come through from Julia Keeley, which may well be explaining what her singing club's all about. So let's just have a quick look at that. Oh no, she's saying she may well be in touch with Cascade.
Okay.
And Mr. Wimble has also come up with the same joke as Neville Gaughan, which is nice shirt on Periscope has convinced me you really do have a face for radio. thank you for
he
that, David.
He doesn't appreciate your pecs.
No, he doesn't, obviously.
I had a funny thought when Ken said about we all make mistakes. You know my joke. As the Dalek said, climbing off the dustbin.
Yeah, thank you very much for that.
See, you've known me too long.
No, but you're being outrageous now. what we're going to do now, I've got some pre-recorded interviews, and it's the last of our series of pre-recorded Vox Pop interviews that
fabulous.
We did in a Rift Accounting Jobs in Kent Forging the Future lunch that was held at Western Hanger Castle a few weeks ago, in which we were talking to a number of Kent's leading business people about how they saw the immediate future of the economy and business. So I tell you what, let's have a listen to some of these interviews now.
Can't wait.
I'm joined by David Shaw and Brent McNaughton. David, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. So yourself?
I'm very well, thank you, David. Can you tell the listener about you and what you do?
Yeah, so I'm David Shaw. I'm the Chief Marketing and Technology Officer at Virally. We're a content marketing technology firm from Canterbury.
Fantastic. And you're a fairly new business, aren't you?
Absolutely. We're a startup, yeah. So about 18 months old now.
Absolutely. So from your point of view, David, how are you seeing things both in your business, in the software marketing marketplace, and in general? What are the kind of opportunities and issues you see?
Yeah, so the opportunity really is for companies to really start becoming leaders in their industry, start producing amazing content and being great teachers, you know, teaching the world why they're great at what they do and how they see things differently.
So what you're saying is you can see opportunities for businesses to get out there and operate on a larger scale? Is that the kind of thing you're saying?
No, absolutely, yeah. There's a bit of a land rush in terms of content in the UK in particular, about getting it and owning your space, producing the right types of media, the types of video and so on, be the best teacher at what you do in your industry. And particularly in Kent and in the UK, it's all up for grabs in everyone's industry. Just need to start producing great content.
And where do you think that might be going? I know that's a very open-ended question and, you know, there could be a million answers to that. But from your point of view, just personally, how do you see things unfolding over the next year, 2-3 years?
Yeah, I think there'll be a couple of sort of breakout companies in each industry that really are understanding the role of content marketing, understanding the role of being a great teacher, and getting out there producing wonderful, informative teaching content. They're the ones that are going to stand out, and in 5 years' time, they're going to be one that are attracting the right customers and right prospects.
So it's all about communicating, it's all about building relationships, it's all about telling people stuff.
It's all about extending your messaging and your marketing to your customers. Create a great experience from prospect to customer and beyond that. And those that invest in creating those amazing experiences are the ones that they're going to thrive.
Fantastic. David, thank you so much for that. Let's turn to Brent McNaughton now of Echo Media. Hello, Brent, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you, mate. Good to see you. Tell the listener about Echo Media to start with.
Echo Media is a web development company based in Otford, just outside Sevenoaks. We've been going for, well, according to my LinkedIn profile, 16 years this year.
Wow, okay.
And we develop bespoke websites for clients that they're in the business of running a business or running a website. So we build e-commerce, predominantly e-commerce platform, on our own e-commerce platform for clients. We've got clients all over the world. We also do a lot of web development, web applications for clients, helping people streamline their business processes, reduce overheads, and basically get on with running a business rather than running a website.
Absolutely. And you're the epitome of one of the new types of companies I was talking about in my opening address, which is a small business based in a lovely rural part of Kent operating on a global basis.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's very easy with the technology now. Well, we're still going to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to speak to the Australians, but...
Absolutely.
But, yeah, it's we've got clients all over the world, from New Zealand all the way through to Vancouver. So we're pretty much up 24/7.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're up all the time.
Absolutely. So from your point of view, coming along now, what are the opportunities, what are the roadblocks?
I think the opportunities are definitely mobile. But again, speaking to David earlier about, I mean, websites are staid. People don't, and speaking to Elster earlier as well, people don't actually read websites.
No,
there's a lot of content on there. Websites need to be thinner, leaner, meaner. Yeah. Get the message across. And we're just as bad. Everyone needs to look at their own messaging.
Yeah.
But I think people are going to, more and more traffic is generated by mobile.
Right.
Desktops are, you know, few and far between. Websites have to be mobile optimized, and you just deliver the bare minimums to get what their client, the browser is looking for.
Absolutely.
And so David's got some great points and some great opportunities
right.
for people to take a look at their offering, their digital offering, and also take advantage of the internet to sell worldwide.
Absolutely.
At Westernhanger Castle, with the Rift Accounting, and I have bumped into the fabulous Teresa Scott, who's the MD of Kennedy Scott. And you've, of course, been on Business Bunker on many an occasion. But tell us what's new and what you're working on at the moment, Teresa.
Morning, Jules. We have thoroughly enjoyed our interviews on Business Bunker, and I can report that we haven't seen you for a few months now, and in that time we've won a national contract helping to get people with multiple barriers to work back to work nationally. So we're looking at people that might need all sorts of different support agencies. We can bring them all together in one spot and we can support them through their journey back into sustainable work. So it's very exciting. We're going to be working across the country in conjunction with the YMCA.
Fantastic. There's a song there, I'm sure. What are you wanting, Bunker listeners? What are you wanting from them?
In Kent, where we're running four centres, Maidstone, Folkestone, Dover, and
somewhere else.
Canterbury, Julie. We're looking for small business and large businesses to beat a path to our door and give us their vacancies, because we can work alongside you. We can even provide an end-to-end outsourced HR service on recruitment and selection, and we promise we won't send you inappropriate candidates. We'll work with your job description, your specification, and we'll find candidates in our pool of customers, and we'll send you some very well prepared candidates that I'm sure you will snap up.
Teresa Scott, thank you very much. From Kennedy Scott, you heard it here. You can get in touch on their website.
I'm now joined by the lovely Andrea Starber, Tom Bowman and Julie Barry. Hello, guys. I hope you're enjoying the day so far. Let's start with Andrea. Andrea, for you at 10 to 2, your organisation, how do you see the immediate future? What's happening in your marketplace?
Well, we're really encouraged to see that more and more smaller businesses are taking on more flexible and part-time staff.
Absolutely.
They recognise that they can tap into the professional talent pool that have maybe been away from the workplace to come back in on a part-time flexible basis and help grow their business with the expertise that they've gained in their previous sort of professional life.
Absolutely. I think, without being too political here, it's one of the things that has shocked the political parties, because a lot of them put a lot of effort into trying to stop part-time and flexible work without realising that an awful lot of people actually want to work flexible and part-time.
Yeah, and don't forget that is any permutation of flexibility.
Exactly.
It literally could mean a 9-day fortnight, it could mean a shorter day, a shorter week.
Yeah.
So it's just that our company's called 10 to 2. That was born out of the idea of parents going back to work and working around school times. But it's grown now, and we've got a wider spectrum. We're not exclusive to one gender. We don't just deal with women, we deal with men as well.
Yeah.
Everybody's adapting their working patterns because technology allows them to, and businesses don't need somebody sitting 8 hours a day sitting behind the desk anymore.
Absolutely. And it's not minimum wage stuff either, is it?
No, these
are professional people that you're putting in.
Absolutely.
Cool. Andrea, thank you. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Tom.
Hi, Paul.
Hiya, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Give the listener a quick shout for what your business is.
Okay, so we're called Invest and Fund, and we're a peer-to-business lending platform, which means essentially we're a marketplace lender. Business needs money. They go on our platform. We've got lots of different investors you can join any time to pledge different amounts of money to them to help them get the capital that they need.
Absolutely, and that's an area of the finance market that's really coming to the fore.
Absolutely.
Especially since banks stopped lending and all the financial crisis and that kind of thing. Cool. So
from
your point of view, how do you see things, Tom?
What I like about it more than anything else is there's when there's a specific need, the market create something which fills the gap. So we fill the gap, and there's all sorts of areas and different platforms doing different things to different businesses at different times. And for me as well, what I see, particularly locally, we're big exponents of supporting local businesses. But there's very much more a spirit of collaboration amongst businesses. They're not sitting there with their elbows out going, okay, I'm going to try and do better than that person. There's a lot of, particularly events like this, people going, right, I met somebody interesting, they're quite interesting, let's work together. Let's try and sit there and support each other. And I think that's the absolute need here. Basically, SME owners roll up their sleeves and get on with it. Doesn't matter what government's in place and what they pledge, we know we just got to get on and do things. And that's what I used to see that as a way of the future. You know,
absolutely. I agree 100%. Collaboration is it. It's a huge trend that I see, which is really nice. A group hug, folks. Yeah. Group hug. Tom, thank you so much for
radio.
That. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she's really good at that. Yeah. Thank you for that, Tom.
Pleasure.
Julie, hello.
Hi there, Paul.
And who are you with?
I'm from RIF Research and Development.
Right, okay. So tell us a little bit about what you guys do, although I know already.
Okay. Well, what we do is we help people who are innovative within their business. Either they are developing something to market, or maybe it's something just to make their own businesses run better. But they've developed something new, and what we help them to do is to get the tax allowance that is available to them from HMRC to help support that and to encourage it, really, within the small businesses.
Absolutely. I mean, the government has set the scheme up specifically for that, to encourage businesses to grow and develop and innovate, and you guys are helping people do that. And you've been doing that quite a while, I know, and it's something that's happened quite a lot. But still, an awful lot of businesses don't know about it, do they? Or don't think it applies to them.
That's the main thing, that it seems to be a really well-kept secret.
Yes.
And the businesses that do know about it are absolutely making the most of it, and
absolutely,
they don't do anything without consulting a research and development expert to make sure that they are actually maximising their potential to get as much tax allowance back as they can.
Absolutely. And talking to someone that has done this process, a lot of people think when you talk about tax credits that they just knock it off your next tax bill, but you actually get cash back for this, do you not?
You absolutely do. It does depend on the situation that you're in with your accounts, but the majority of clients that we deal with actually get a check back from HMRC, which is cash that they can use in whichever way they want. It's money that they have spent on tax previously that they needlessly spent because they were doing R&D.
Absolutely.
So we can help them claim that back.
That's fantastic. And from your point of view, working in that marketplace, obviously you're working in innovation every day.
Yes.
Is there a lot of things going on? What's the market like in general?
I'm amazed at actually what is going on, and it goes back to a point you made earlier, that a lot of people don't really see what they do is innovation.
Right.
But when we start to speak to businesses, they might have a project that they think, oh, you know, is this innovation or not? When we talk to them, there's a whole host of projects they're working on within their business that would qualify for this tax relief. And I think that is indicative of the market that we're in, where people do have more money to spend on developing their businesses. They're looking to really grow their business, and they're looking at how they need to take that within and do it the best way they can, because it's not always readily available outside from other sources out there. So it's a really exciting market to be in, and we are seeing a lot more people become aware of what this innovation and
inspiration. Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Good morning, sir.
Hi, I'm checking in for my flight.
Lovely. Business or pleasure?
Holiday.
And where will you be staying?
With my parents. They live over there.
Lovely. Travel insurance?
Oh, no, thanks.
Have you got travel insurance?
No.
Check to see if you need any vaccinations?
No.
Checked out the local laws?
No, look. Why do I need to know all this? I'm just staying with my parents.
Is either of your parents A, a local lawyer, or the chief of police, B, fabulously wealthy, C, the owner of a private plane with its own fully trained medical staff, or D, none of the above?
D.
Lovely. Are you a superhero and, in fact, immortal?
Things can go wrong on holiday abroad, even if you're staying with family. So check it out before you check in. Find out more at gov.uk/knowbeforeyougo.
Jobsinkent.com.
Channel Radio.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, July the 7th. That was some recorded interviews, the last of a series of recorded interviews we did with the Rift Accounting Jobs in Kent Forging the Future event, and very interesting it is too. If you'd like to find out more about all the things that went on at that event and the outcome of that, there is a blog called Forging the Future on the Kent Business Radio website where you can read all about it and actually see some of the photographs as well. So do have a look at that and do join in. I've had a tweet from Dave Wimble who says, Vanilla Web, can you mention the Marsh Media Gravity Racer team who broke the British speed record on Saturday at 83 miles per hour? What a fabulous achievement, Dave and the team. And he's given us a photograph of the Looker Speed 3 Gravity Racer, and an awesome looking beast it looks too. And we will retweet that and have a look at it. And you can, if you want to see it, give Dave a follow on the Twitter. It's David Wimble, all one word, David Wimble. Give him a follow on the Twitter. And massive congratulations for breaking the British speed record, 83 miles an hour.
Did
unbelievable.
He do that on his own with his legs?
No, have a look at it.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Oh, no, you weren't listening.
Well, no, because Venom Tech has sent me some jellyfish pictures, which are ghastly.
I hope they're poisonous.
Well, they probably are. They're probably Portuguese men of war. I have an email here, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
It says, hi, Paul, with no mention to me at all.
No, quite right.
Absolutely no mention. Can you mention our ladies' coffee morning? And you're not even a lady. On the 8th of July.
I'm a lady.
I am a lady.
I am a lady.
At the Business Innovation Zone in Edenbridge with our guest speaker, Laura Burton Lawrence, who does a lovely little show here on a Thursday.
She does, the charity show.
What time is her show?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. With the handsome Russell Burton Lawrence.
Absolutely. Trust you to know that.
Talking about her community radio show. Everyone is welcome. And you can contact Jill on 01732 667250. And she says, thanks, Paul, again with no mention of me.
Quite right.
Lots of love, Jill.
Oh, there you go.
There you are.
The Kent and Victor Chamber have some after-hours clubs meetings, and they all start at 6pm and go through to 7:30pm. There's no need to book to any of them. You just turn up. And here's where the next ones are. There's two this evening. One is at the Conningbrook Hotel in Ashford, and the other is at the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre in Dartford, and that's both this evening, Tuesday the 7th of July. Next Tuesday, the 14th of July, the Mercure Hythe Imperial Hotel, and then Wednesday the 15th of July, the Royal Wells Hotel in Royal Tunbridge Wells. On Tuesday the 21st of July, the Abbots Barton in Canterbury. And then Tuesday, on the same night, Tuesday the 21st of July, Sun Pier House in Chatham. Tuesday the 28th of July, the Mercure Maidstone. That's what used to be called the Great Danes, and I think it's called the Great Danes again now. And then Wednesday the 29th of July, the Dover Marina Hotel. And obviously, that's in Dover. So do check those out.
Do you know, when we met... where were we when we met? Oh, I think it was at Sarah's do at the Western Hangar, your do, your lovely lunch there. Will Britton, the chef at the Abbots Barton, who's won an award.
Absolutely.
To be announced soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Carry on.
Well, we're definitely going international now, ladies, because we've just been followed by the best German quotes who seem to think that some of the things we've been talking about are worthy of telling the rest of Deutschland about, so fair enough.
Oh, the coffee morning was today. It's today. Well, today's not the 8th of July.
No, today's the 7th of July.
Well, tell Laura, tell Jill that she wrote the 8th of July on this little thing.
Yeah.
So maybe deja vu.
Yeah. How did it go, Laura?
Yeah, how was your speech?
Did lots of people turn up from the Business Bunker?
Well, as Jill didn't bother to mention me, I don't really mind.
Yeah. Maybe we could have got Doctor Who involved with that.
Doctor Who?
Yeah, bit of time travel.
Doctor Who?
Yeah. Who? What?
July Digibury, there's a talk by Martin Faulkner, Software Radio. In his day job, Martin works on the next generation satellite communication system for the aviation industry, which in itself is pretty cool, says this person that wrote it. And but in his Digibury talk, he's going to outline the development and the application of software radio. This is where you use, instead of using hardware or a physical layer, they say, in making a radio.
Are you getting all geeky?
It uses, you guess very, it guess software, specifically something called open source. I know it's called that because it's in, sort of block font. not only is software radio used space industries, because I don't really know all this, Paul, telecoms and more, it's also been adopted by the amateur radio community, that's us then, as a way of receiving many different frequencies from one low-cost board. A perfect talk for all of you hackers out there. By, on the Twitter, you can follow him, Martin Faulkner. That's F for Freddie, A-U-L-K-N-E-R. Then the next talk is by Carl Ritson on light field photography. And Carl will explore some of the different uses of light field photography. And that's a camera that captures information about the intensity of light in a scene, as well as capturing info about the direction that the light rays are travelling in space. While explaining the pros and cons of this technique, Carl will demo how he's been applying it to time-lapse photography. And you can follow him at P for Peter, E R for Roger, L for Lion, F for Freddie, and U for Ulysses.
Cool.
And then there'll be a third talk, which is by Tris Linnell, Hop Hackers. And you can follow him at Hop Hackers. And Tris is head brewer, now this is more my scene, at Hop Hackers, which is a collection of beer brewing geeks who create technology-inspired beers. And he'll be delivering a short introduction to small-scale beer brewing. But really good news is that there'll be an opportunity to taste some of the Hop Hackers competition-winning beers, Hop Hackers. And Didgeridoo takes place at the Gulbenkian on Wednesday the 8th of July, 7:30. So that's manana.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
We've had quite a bit of feedback here just recently in the last few minutes on Twitter. Laura Burton Lawrence has indeed responded to my request, and she said, it was great, actually, thank you. It was a lovely coffee morning, and I even wore my Channel Radio Community Show T-shirt. So, thank you for that, Laura. Ken Heron has said, thank you, Jules. It's always great fun speaking with you and Paul on the Business Bunker Show.
Did he mention you as well?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, he did. And the Abbotts Barton Hotel have tweeted Jules.
Oh.
And I said, Jules Serkin, thank you for mentioning on the Business Bunker Show our recent Rosette Award at Will Britain 85.
Well, he makes there a fabulous brownie, well deserved. I must go along and have another brownie.
And talking about Abbotts Barton, I know she doesn't work there any longer. I bumped into the fabulous tall one today.
Could you reach?
I couldn't reach. She is very tall. The lovely Janice Watton.
Yeah.
I bumped into her at Ashford, the B2B meeting there.
And is she still with...
NAG.
Yeah, enjoying it?
She is indeed. Good. She is enjoying it very much, trying to get them to listen in on a regular basis. But she says hello, by the way, as well.
Hello to... What, to me?
To you,
okay.
Yes.
Well, who
so
can blame
I did
her?
See did see Janice today. Ken, and she was looking gorgeous, as always.
Talking about Ken Heron, she's gorgeous. He was poking fun at my... that word I couldn't say, and trying to get me to say it again.
Which particular word?
Well,
there
I
were quite
know.
A few dozen words that you couldn't say.
One of them.
Mm.
Are we going on to FSB now?
No, I've got a Chamber of Commerce lunch networking thing to read out. This is 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. It costs £20 plus VAT for members and £25 plus VAT for non-members. And it obviously involves food. The lunchtime event slots fit neatly into your business day. And the next ones are on Tuesday the 21st of July at the Tudor Park Marriott Hotel. Well, that's funny. I'll tell you about that while off air. On Thursday the 23rd of July at the Canterbury Cathedral Lodge. There's a two-courser on Wednesday the 2nd of September at Oakwood House in Maidstone. So there are three up-and-coming lunch networking events with the Invicta Chamber of Commerce. So do check those out. What we're going to do now is today's show sponsor, who is the Federation of Small Businesses, Kent and Medway. We're going to have a little news roundup for them. But I also want to make you aware of a new initiative that we've put up on the Kent Business Radio website as of yesterday. We've put up a page that's titled FSB. And on there, you can hear all the podcasts specifically relating to the FSB events we've done so far this year, which has been we've had seven guests talking about things like auto-enrollment, apprenticeships, and all kinds of interesting things, broadband, alternative finance, and we've also they also had the lovely Hilary Steele talking about their tie up with the FSB and the Kent Independent Traders Awards.
Yeah.
So we put up a page with all of those podcasts on it, so you can just hear the FSB podcasts, and there's also some interviews that we've done over the last 6 or 7 months with various members of the FSB. So do check that out. It is a useful resource, and you can hear some short sound bites of, you know, 10 or 15 minutes on the various topics that have been discussed. But, Jules, if you want to read the first in the FSB News Roundup emails, that will be useful. Thank you.
It'll be a pleasure. FSB News.
I thought it would. We've got 11 more tweets now.
Why use FSB? Find smefinance.co.uk. Whether you're raising finance for an extension to your building or to buy new premises, planning to hire a new member of staff, or simply need help with any other type of funding for your business, you need a broker who understands which funder will lend you the money you need. It might be a regular high street bank, a challenger bank, a peer-to-peer funder, or an asset finance specialist. More than 120 funders support the FSB Find SME Finance website. So you can find your local broker who's been approved and vetted, and they will also have experience and up-to-date knowledge, insurance and qualifications. And they say these are brokers who can arrange the funding you need to grow your business. Now, to find out more, they ask you to visit their FSB, F for Freddy, S for Sugar, B for Bertie, Find Me Finance. And then we have an event, which is the Women in Business Inspiration Hour. And this is at the Lowry Dining Room in, it's at Tunbridge School, High Street, Tunbridge. And I'll read out the sat nav. That's T for Tiger, N for Norman, 9, 1, J, P for Peter. It's on Thursday the 9th of July, so that's this week, 11:30 to 2:30. And, they'll have also, there's Chapel Down Wines as well. Now, is that a separate event?
Yeah, two different events.
Okay, so that first one, Women in Business, is Thursday the 9th. Yeah. And sadly, I can't go because I will be in New York. May not have mentioned that.
No, blimey, I didn't know you were going there.
Yeah, I am. I'm meeting Nurse Liz.
Well, say hello to everyone.
Yeah, I might nip down to Florida and see Ken.
Yeah, yeah.
Chapel Down Wines is on the 14th of July. Will I be back then?
That's next Tuesday. No, you won't.
Oh, I won't be. I'll be in New York.
You'll be in New York.
Still.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah. Staying at the Marriott, darling. Did I
Are
mention?
You? Any particular Marriott?
And I can't remember. Midtown or somewhere. I don't really know. Networking and... I'll just get there. Networking and... I've got to listen to all the Business Bunker shows on the flight out. Got to catch up.
Uh-huh.
Networking Vineyard Tour. So this is the 14th, 6 to 7:30. Are you going?
Yeah.
So you don't even drink. Can't you just take a little flask with you for me?
I'll fill it up for you.
Yeah, and ask if we can do an action replay the following Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
You're invited to a summer evening tour of these award-winning vineyards where you'll be able to make new contacts and taste locally made wines. Not to be missed unless you're in New York. And details are on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. FSB-Kent Midway Events.
Cool.
Last one.
No, I've got some. Well, just wait your turn.
All right, then.
Wait your turn.
I'll breathe.
Yeah. The Federation of Small Business produces a local news magazine for all 33 of the regions. These publications provide a local link to thousands of our grassroots members and activists. Now, for the first time, we're able to offer advertising space in these highly localised, specific magazines. This is an opportunity to promote your product or service to fellow members in your region. Advertising space is offered on a first-come, first-served basis, and only two pages of advertising are available per regional magazine. All members of the Federation of Small Business will qualify for a 25% discount on the full advertised price. It's a fantastic opportunity to hit a target audience at very competitive prices and market your business without breaking the bank. For more information or to get an order in, contact Lee McGocklin, and you can contact him on the following telephone number, 0207-324-2776, or you can email him at lee.mclaughlin, let me spell that, mclaughlin, McLaughlin, Lee McLaughlin, lee.mclaughlin at redactive.co.uk, redactive, that's all one word, .co.uk. We'll put links to that on the FSB pages on the Kent Business Radio website so that you can follow up with that if you'd like to advertise in the FSB regional magazines.
Good job he doesn't go around with Miriam McGurk.
Yeah,
McLaughlin. We'd get in a right old pickle, wouldn't
yeah.
we?
The Queen's Speech, more FSB news. The Queen's Speech unveils proposals for employment law reform. The following employment-related bills were unveiled in the Queen's Speech as part of the state opening of the new Parliament. There will be significant changes made to the law relating to assured shorthold tenancies. The Deregulation Act 2015 is designed to reduce the burden resulting from legislation for businesses or other organisations or for individuals, and to make provision for the repeal of legislation which no longer has practical use. Among other areas, impacts upon the law relating to assured shorthold tenancies. The government has also launched an employment tribunal fees review. The Ministry of Justice has finally announced a long-promised review of the impact of the introduction of employment tribunal fees and has published some terms of reference. It will look at how successful the introduction of fees has been in achieving the original objectives whilst maintaining access to justice. And apprenticeships are to be protected in law. The government has announced that the term apprenticeship will be protected in law, and apprenticeships will be given equal legal treatment as a degree. So basically, if you've got a degree or an apprenticeship, it has equal legal status. If you want to find out any more about any of these things, go to the fsblegalinfo.org.uk, fsblegalinfo.org.uk. And you've got 1 minute, Jules, to do your last email.
The FSB News, this is Dartford and Gravesham Business Awards. You can enter this TGKP Summer Business Breakfast. So first we've got the awards, and you can enter that and go on to Kent Business Radio to find out more. And then the Summer Business Breakfast is the 14th of July. It's the Thames Gateway Kent Partnership, and it's hosted by Chairman Rob Bennett. You do need to RSVP info@thames-gateway-kent.org.uk. Places are limited. Bridgewood Manor Hotel, Chatham in Kent. And then the Business Awards and Networking, KETA, they're open. So you can, the FSB is headline sponsor, and you can enter for the awards, and they recognise and celebrate the innovative and entrepreneurial, the creative, the unique, the hardworking, and all that is independent of businesses in Kent. And they say, we want to hear about your business. FSB also have case study requests on telecom support. Case studies needed from businesses able to grow through online or mobile communications, plus stories from any barriers when taking up these services. Please contact Will Black at the FSB or get in touch with kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. That's brilliant. We're now firmly at the end of the show. I have one last tweet to read out, and I'm only going to do this because he embarrassed me by making me say a rude word earlier on the radio. But Mark Smith of Whitstable Stove Shop has said, great show, guys. Could you please shout out that we have defence discount services and blue light card discounts for veterans and lifesavers available in the store now? And we'd appreciate a shout out. Do follow them on Whitstable Stove on the Twitter. That's the Whitstable Stove Shop over there in Whitstable.
Saddleton Road, and they've got fabulous barbecues.
Yep.
Just right for now.
Pizza ovens.
All that.
Wood-burning stoves. They've got the lot.
And get your wood-burning stove sorted
get
now.
Get it out now, yeah. Absolutely. So do give them a follow on the Twitter. Do get in the store. And if you're a veteran, you can get a discount on any of the products there. So do go along. Hey, we need to wrap up. We're at the end of the show.
We do.
I'd love to say a massive thank you for today's show sponsors, the Federation of Small Business Kent and Medway, to our stonkingly superb guests, the lovely Linda and Elle Cloak of We Do Social Media. Thank you once again to Ken Heron, US co-host of the LinkedIn Lady Show and marketing expert par excellence. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Thank you to everybody that tweeted in, emailed, and participated in the show. We really wouldn't be anything without you, so thank you for joining us. Coming up later today on channelradio.co.uk at 5 o'clock, we have Mr. Craig Avery in his vest and stripy socks, the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery. That's followed at 7 o'clock by Jamie Andrews with 18 tracks of unsigned new up-and-coming music on the New Potatoes show. And that's immediately followed at 9 o'clock by the fabulous Mr. Boy George with the Club Culture Show. And then at 11 o'clock, Phil Thorne with Big Noise, the heavy metal show, to round off the evening and send you to bed with a headache. So do listen to channelradio.co.uk for the rest of the afternoon and the evening. There are some fabulous shows on. We will be back with you on the Business Bunker show next Tuesday. And I don't know if you know this, listener, but Jules will actually not be here because apparently she's somewhere else. And I've no idea where.
New York, darling.
Oh, are you? You're in New York. Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's with amazing. Nurse Liz. Absolutely.
Possibly Ken Heron might fly in.
Absolutely. So Liz and the whole of the urban New York area, I can only apologise in advance. I'm sorry to inflict that on you. You don't deserve it. But, I mean, it's going to be tantamount to Sharknado, that really, isn't it? With its impact on New York. Anyway, a big, big thank you to everybody, all of the listeners out there in Business Bunker Land for joining us. We'll be back with you next week. And have a fabulous week, and we'll see you all soon.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Channel Radio.